employee was told that they were not allowed to wear a poppy at work at Derry City Airport. So I checked with our what the council policy was, and they have no policy. It's quite free to wear a poppy. So I went to the acting manager of the Derry City Airport, and they told me that it was council policy. And I said, no, it's not. I've checked. But they didn't believe me. They had to go and check themselves. And they came back to me, and they told me they realised that it wasn't council policy, but someone had informed a member of staff that they weren't allowed to wear their poppy. So then I informed the acting manager that he was to go and inform all the staff that they were allowed to wear the poppy. I can't see why this poppy causes so much problem. After all, in the two world wars, Catholics and Protestants fought together and failed together.
Do you think that the poppy, especially in Northern Ireland, is used somewhat as a political football?
Yes, some people try to make it a political football, but they should realise that it isn't political. Catholics and Protestants both fought together and died together in the two world wars.
And just in relation to the two wars, there was more nationalists actually died in the two wars than unionists died. But the poppy is still seen as a very British emblem.
Yes, I think it's because the Royal British Legion takes the control of it and distributes it, and this is what people feel. But I know years ago, pardon me, I sold poppies, and we used to go, you were able to go to every house and sell your poppy, but once the trouble started, it got politicised, and you weren't able to do that, which is a shame, because that means that people are not remembering the Catholics that died in the two world wars.